Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Apostasies, 1897. Formerly undated manuscript 148. This manuscript is published in entirety in 2SM 392 to 395. I am in great travail of soul for our people. We are living in the perils of the last days. A superficial faith results in a superficial experience. There is a repentance that needs to be repented of. All genuine experience in religious doctrines will bear the impress of Jehovah. All should see the necessity of understanding the truth for themselves individually. We must understand the doctrines that have been studied out carefully and prayerfully. It has been revealed to me that there is among our people a great lack of knowledge in regard to the rise and progress of the third angel's message. There is great need to search the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation, and to learn the texts thoroughly, that we may know what is written. The light given me has been very forcible, that many would go out from us, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. The Lord desires that every soul who claims to believe the truth shall have an intelligent knowledge of what is truth. False prophets will arise and will deceive many. Everything is to be shaken that can be shaken. Then does it not become everyone to understand the reasons of our faith? In place of having so many sermons, there should be a more close searching for the strong evidence that sustain the fundamental doctrines that have brought us where we now are, upon the platform of eternal truth. My soul is made very sad to see how quickly some who have had light and truth will accept the deceptions of Satan, and he charmed with a spurious holiness. When men turn away from the landmarks the Lord has established, that we may understand our position and marked out in prophecy, they are going they know not whither. I question whether genuine rebellion is every curable. Study in Patriarchs and Prophets the rebellion of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. This rebellion was extended, including more than two men. It was led by 250 princes of the congregation, men or renown. Call rebellion by its right name, and apostasy by its right name, and then consider that the experience of the ancient people of God, with all its objectionable features, was faithfully chronicled to pass into history. The Scriptures declares, "These things are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come." 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11. And if men and women who have the knowledge of the truth are so far separated from their great leader that they will take the great leader of apostasy and name him Christ our righteousness, it is because they have not sunk deep into the minds of the truth. They are not able to distinguish the precious ore from the base material. Read the cautions so abundantly given in the Word of God in regard to false prophets that will come in with their heresies, and if possible, will deceive the very elect. With these warnings, why is it that the Church does not distinguish the false from the genuine? Those who have in any way been thus misled need to humble themselves before God and sincerely repent because they have so easily been led astray. They have not distinguished the voice of the true shepherd from that of a stranger. Let all such review this chapter of their experience. For more than half a century, God has been giving His people light through the testimonies of His Spirit. After all this time, is it left for a few men and their wives to undeceive the whole church of believers, declaring Mrs. White a fraud and a deceiver? By their fruits ye shall know them. Matthew 7, verse 20. Those who can ignore all the evidences which God has given them and change that blessing into a curse should tremble for the safety of their own souls. Their candlestick will be removed out of its place unless they repent. The Lord has been insulted. The standard of truth of the first, second, and third angels' messages has been left to trail in the dust. If the watchmen are left to mislead the people in this fashion, God will hold some souls responsible for a lack of keen discernment to discover what kind of provender was being given to His flock. Apostasies have occurred, and the Lord has permitted matters of this nature to develop in the past in order to show how easily His people will be misled when they depend upon the words of men instead of searching the Scriptures for themselves, as did the noble Bereans, to see if these things are so. And the Lord has permitted things of this kind to occur that warnings may be given that such things will take place. Rebellion and apostasy are in the very air we breathe. We shall be affected by them unless we by faith hang our helpless souls upon Christ. If men are so easily misled now, how will they stand when Satan shall personate Christ and work miracles? Who will be unmoved by his misrepresentations then, professing to be Christ when it is only Satan assuming the person of Christ, and apparently working the works of Christ? What will hold God's people from giving their allegiance to false Christs? Go not after them. Luke 17, verse 23. The doctrines must be plainly understood. The men accepted to preach the truth must be anchored. Then their vessel will hold against storm and tempest, because the anchor holds them firmly. The deceptions will increase, and we are to call rebellion by its right name. We are to stand with the whole armor on. In this conflict, we do not meet men only, but principles and powers. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Let Ephesians 6, verse 10 to 18, be read carefully and impressively in our churches. Those who apostatize are voicing the words of the dragon. We have to meet the satanic agencies who went to make war with the saints. The dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Revelation 12, verse 17. Those who apostatize leave the true and faithful people of God, and fraternize with those who represent Barabbas. By their fruits ye shall know them. Matthew 7, verse 20. I write this because many in the church are represented to me as seeing men like trees walking. They must have another and deeper experience before they discern the snares spread to take them in the net of the deceiver. There must be no halfway work done now. The Lord calls for staunch, decided, whole-souled men and women to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places and raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Isaiah 58, verse 12 to 14. There is a decided testimony to be borne by all our ministers in all our churches. God has permitted apostasies to take place in order to show how little dependence can be placed in man. We are always to look to God. His word is not yea and nay, but yea and amen.